droga.
Not a lot of you come.
Eh?
Not a lot
of you. Good evening, everyone. We're going to begin at this press conference with the coach, Carlo Ancelotti. Please have in mind that we do one question per intervention and that we ask you to identify yourself before asking that question. The coach will answer English questions in English and Spanish questions in Spanish. Questions, please.
Basically, how would you assess the feel, the atmosphere, and just what was it like to be part of the first soccer game with Dodger Stadium?
Yes, a little bit strange because we didn't play in a football stadium, but the atmosphere, the tradition of the stadium is fantastic. Also, the pitch was good. We didn't have a problem to play. It's a little bit strange, but to be here in a stadium with fantastic history, it's very good for us.
What made it strange?
Strange because it's a baseball stadium, so this is for this reason.
Is there anyone who needs translation to Spanish?
Italian, maybe.
We don't speak Italian.
Carlo, Giovanni from World Football Daily. We saw Kaká playing in a more advanced attacking position today. Is he actually going to start taking a more forward role attacking in the future campaign?
I think that our style of play is to play attacking football using this kind of striker. We have a fantastic striker also, Eze, that played the second half, that is very young. He has a fantastic talent. We would like in the future to use these players. It's enough.
Did you notice there was a difference of harmony between the first half and the second half after Benzema and Carlo and Cristiano Ronaldo left the field?
I think that the problem that we had the second half was because we played 2 days ago, and of course physically it's not the best situation to play 2 games in 2 days. We didn't have time to recovery, but so there was a difference of style of play first half, where we played really better, and second half where it was more difficult, I think, for physical reasons.
Any more questions?
Carlo, cosa pensi della Juve? Il Giappone potrà vincere la Champions?
La Juve è una squadra forte.
Italiano, sì.
La Juve è una squadra forte, consolidata in 2 anni di un ottimo lavoro fatto dalla società e dai dirigenti. Poi credo che tante squadre sono in lista per vincere la Champions e la Juve può essere una di queste.
Carlo, Jared Dublin here with Managing Madrid. With Modric, Kadira, Casemiro, and Alonso Iniesta able to play in the center midfield, what qualities are you looking from those two players?
What
qualities are you looking from those two players in the middle of the pitch?
Yeah, we have also Yaramendi, and now in this moment he's injury. The quality is personality in the position. Very important the position to give a balance to the team, and so they have to have good quality for passes, and they are defensively intelligent to cover a good position to avoid to give balance to the team.
Troy, your thoughts on advancing to the final Miami and the potential of maybe facing Chelsea?
Yeah, Chelsea or Milan, I think for me it's the same. It'll be a very exciting game because I train Chelsea, I train Milan, so it'll be a special game.
Bueno, jugar contra Chelsea o Milan sería igual. Yo entrené a los dos equipos, entonces sería un partido muy interesante.
¿Cómo ha
visto ya
a
Iker Casillas, que volvió a jugar después de mucho tiempo sin hacerlo en Madrid, y a los internacionales
y a Gesell,
que era su primer partido?
No, he visto bien. Iker no ha tenido problema, cambiando nosotros, han jugado 45 minutos, pero en este momento es suficiente, próximos partidos van a jugar más. ¿Todo bien?
¿Qué
sé? Ha jugado bien, ha trabajado. Eso es importante por un joven. Ha hecho una jugada fantástica. No marcó, tiene talento.
Just very quickly, the question was about how we saw Iker Casillas, Jesse, and the other international players who played the Federation's Cup. They all look very good. Iker has had no problems. They mainly played 45 minutes, because that was enough for them right now. Next game, they'll play a little more. Jesse played very well. He worked hard, which is especially important for a young player. And he made a great play, didn't score, but it was a great play.
Any more questions for someone that hasn't asked before? We'll do last two, one in English and one in Spanish.
Carlo, throughout your extensive career managing, is there a possibility of any reunion with you and the players from prior past? Throughout your extensive career managing, is there a possibility of a reunion with you and either prior players from PSG, AC Milan, or Chelsea?
Are you going to look to bring
a reunion? Have another player come to Madrid?
You mean signing?
Yeah.
I'm signing.
And as soon as you formally coached.
No, the squad is okay, it's fine, I'm happy for the squad. They have all the quality, technical, strong personality, young players, so we don't meet. It's because we have 28 players, and so it's enough.
No, ahorita el squad es bueno, está bien, tiene calidad, tiene técnica, tiene mucha personalidad. Tenemos 26 jugadores, entonces estamos bien ahorita.
¿La pregunta?
Mister, el otro día fue Isco el que brilló en Atletico Galaxy, hoy ha sido Phil, un poco esa guía desde el equipo. ¿Cómo está viendo ese duelo entre los dos, ese duelo deportivo que están teniendo entre los dos?
Claro, no es un duelo porque Ozil juega a la derecha, Isco a la izquierda. Hoy Ozil ha hecho bien. Para nosotros es importante el juego de los dos, porque tengo la habilidad, tengo la capacidad de jugar entre las líneas, bueno, para jugar el pase por los delanteros. Esto es el objetivo.
The question was about potential competition between Isco and Ozil, both two players that played in these first two games. I don't say competition, not a competition. Particularly, Ozil plays on the left, Ozil on the right, Isco on the left.